At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a very self-care conscious guy.
Yes.
Take care of yourself. You always know about all the like the innovations and what people do to...
I'm a big believer if you're going to spend money on one thing, spend the money on your quality of life and trying to make sure that you get the most out of this while you're here. Yes.
So I told you last week I went to Stretch Zone.
Yeah. I've been to Stretch Zone.
Yeah. And it's nice. I like Stretch Zone.
Yeah.
But... it's been trumped.
I thought you were about to poo all over Stretch Zone.
No, I would never poo all over Stretch Zone. Stretch Zone's great.
Okay.
Went there a couple times. So my wife, you know, I just turned 50.
Yeah.
And I'm old.
I'm 50. I like to stretch and kick high. 50.
Well,
you old sack of ass.
I know. And the old jokes start instantly.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. It is true.
They're like, still coming.
Yeah. Well, and then like it's just going to get worse. Like Dwight, Jane's always... Yeah. Like, he tweets about it nonstop. That like,
well, he is old.
Yeah, but no one... The older you get, the more sensitive
I mean, no offense.
Yeah, but, like, it really bothers him.
He's like 900 years old.
You're about to get an angry... You're about to get an angry smoke signal or, like, a sternly worded letter sent your way from him.
Listen, old jokes, they're fine. You should be able to handle old jokes. Now, if you're pointing out age discrimination, I don't think that's fine.
Yeah.
You know. That's two different things. Yeah. But jokes, come on. You should be able to handle a joke.
All right, old man. All right, old man River.
Well, I have to handle them. Yeah, I've been inundated with them for 2 weeks now.
It's true.
Anywhoosies, my wife, big self-care gal. She loves, she does all the things. Like her monthly maintenance costs.
Yeah.
Astronomical.
Again, if you're going to spend, it's amazing that what we'll spend money on.
Yeah.
And yet the idea of... Again, maybe going to a, I don't know, whatever it is, whether you want to go
massage.
To a hyperbaric chamber, a massage, a stretch zone, like a cryopod, you know, whatever it is. The idea of spending money, you're like, oh, but you'll go out and you'll run up a bar tab without thinking twice about it. You're like, I'll poison myself. I'll smoke God knows what, but God forbid someone tries to like make you feel a little better.
Look, it's a decent point. Yeah. Okay. I got to give you credit for that. Anyway, my wife has been on that. Journey for several years now. And for my 50th, because I'm very hard to shop for.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't.
What do you want, Isaac Rupp, to leave me alone and don't spend any money?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, like, if she wants to buy me something. Yeah.
I get this, too.
It's just impossible. And I get it. I make it hard on purpose, and I like it that way. And I like to test her, too.
Yeah.
See what she comes up with. I mean, she got me something for, was it Christmas?
Father's Day, maybe.
Father's Day. Okay. Father's Day.
Father's Day, birthday.
I was like...
Anniversary.
Babe, take it back.
What did she get you?
I am never going to use that. I can't say.
You can't say.
I'm never going to use that.
I understand. But you don't want to out her because like, then... All right.
This one was bad. And she gets, you know, then we fight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me. There's nothing worse than when the significant other gets you a gift and you don't like the gift. Well, God forbid you're like...
Ah. That you say that?
Yeah.
Well, it's... Not that I don't like it, it's that I will never use it.
Oh, yeah.
And she should know that.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, do you even know me?
I recently had a gift that was given to me that has sat untouched for probably 2.5 years. It was given to Joe Fisher.
Ah.
Yeah.
A re-gift.
We went to a function because Fisher is, the great Joe Fisher is dating the best friend of the BTJ.
Yeah, you and Joe Fisher are buddies now. So real close friends.
We were at a function together, and next thing I know, I see this.
Did you know that, Schultzy? By the way, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Schultzy. Jordan Schultzy in for Buckley today, who continues to find random ways to take days off.
Happy Monday, guys. I did know that, by the way.
Nice to have you. What?
Yeah, good to see you. No, it's good to see both of you. I went to Rashad's wedding last year,
and
his girlfriend was there. I met her. Yeah. Very nice. Lady.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, Rashad gets roped into all this?
Apparently. Well, so Rashad and Joe do a show together.
Yeah, and I work on that show.
Way to pay attention.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. I was thinking Lynch still did that show with him, but no, he doesn't. No.
So we were at a function, and next thing I know, the BTJ is handing Joe my present, and I looked at it, and it literally with disgust, she goes, Joe, do you want this? Because he will never. And like, it just the look of disgust as she just like glares at me and just hands it to Joe. And I was like,
at least you put it to good use.
Yeah, but somehow it's my fault that you are a terrible gift giver. I'm sorry.
I'm with you on that. It's like, hey, be better.
And that was my
either
thing.
That or don't give me. I don't want anything.
That's what I said.
Well, I really don't.
Well, and that was like, again, there's things you can get. You just don't want to take the time to figure out what that is.
That's true. And it's also a little bit of projection. It's like, well, I would want you to get me something, so I don't believe you that you don't want anything. Yeah. Just believe me, I don't want anything. Anyway.
Yeah.
Stretch Zone was cool. Probably not going to do a thing at Stretch Zone.
Yeah, because you get a package.
Pay monthly or whatever.
And you're not doing that.
No, I think yoga will solve that problem. Keeps me nice and limber.
I get you.
And I can do that at home.
Maybe a nice Pilates class.
Yeah. This one.
I can't wait to see where this is going.
Well, so for my 50th, she gave me the gift of self-care. So she gave me some Stretch Zone passes. I went in and tried that. And then I went to.
And then you immediately were like, this is nice, but I'm not going to keep doing it.
Not that one. This one I really like.
Okay.
And I've already re-upped.
Ooh.
And it's possible that I'll do a monthly. Have you heard of Sweat House?
Is this just like I'm assuming this is some sort of hot, well. Is it like a hot yoga, hot stretch sort of thing?
No, it's an infrared sauna.
Okay, yeah.
And they have their own individual pots. Okay. So you go in there. It's just like a sauna. It's just not steam. It's infrared.
Infrared.
And if you haven't read about infrared versus steam, infrared is supposed to be way better for you. It penetrates deeper to get to your cells and regenerates and gets them stimulated.
There's some people that just do infrared on their face or sometimes they do it downstairs and there's a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yes.
So you go in there. And you do the infrared, it's in Laco, or at least the one I went to.
Sure.
And you do the infrared.
Of course it is. You Lake Oswego son of a bitch.
I got to tell you.
You going to that lake now? Is that what you're going to do?
No, but we live 10 minutes from Lake Oswego.
Yeah.
And for 20 years, well, we haven't been back in this house for that long, but prior to living back here.
Yeah, it's right up the road.
Never went to Laco.
You don't have to get on the freeway.
Moving back in, never went to Laco until now. A lot of these things are down there, and I'm exploring it.
Yeah, because
I'm like, oh my god, these rich people, they got it figured out. Like it's nice down there.
Self care.
Not that I mean, I knew that it was nice. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Don't you feel sometimes you're not good enough for the ritziest of the Ritz?
Sure.
And that I'm like, Laco's kind of not my jam. They're really. But, ritzy down there.
But at the same time, if you're trying to find an infrared sauna place, you're not finding on 122nd and Division.
Right. No, Laco is where that's at. Laco is where all the good stuff is at.
Yes.
You walk downtown
when you say
and you're
good
like,
stuff. Yeah. Okay. So I noticed, I had this revelation recently. When you say good stuff, I think it's just about what part of life you're in. Because when I go to Laco now, I look around and I go, wow, they have all kinds of. Again, we go back to that term, self-care, healthy food.
You got
food.
Massage, you got acupuncture, a bunch,
all right there, and like the strip malls are no longer shopping.
Yeah.
Like if you go down to Laco, and I'm sure they have strip malls there, but I just mean, you know, the old strip mall used to be a Radio Shack, and then you go buy a candle, and then you go buy, you know?
Yeah.
Commerce. This is more like just things you can do to help yourself.
Yes.
You know, for an arm and a leg probably, because it's Laco, but
most of these tend to reside in those places because they tend to be a little more spendy. And yeah, when you're living more of a day-to-day lifestyle, all of a sudden, you know, $60 to go sit in a sauna or whatever it is, it's not hitting in certain parts of Gresham.
We've made our decision on where we're going to live. Okay. We got this little house. We remodeled it. It's great. We're right there. But one of the perks that I'm only just now discovering after having owned this house for over 20 years is, oh my God, Lake O right over here has some really nice things that I may want to use.
There you go.
Well, they've added stuff too, man. They used to just be a crappy, like, downtown off of that highway. And now, closer to I-5.
A lot of cool stuff.
Ooh, yeah. The winery's there. So, yes, please.
You'll laugh, but like, that's in that same area you're talking about. This is as hoity-toity as I get. That's where my, I go to a lady that does a massage, but it's not relaxing massage. She used to be the Portland Timbers lady. It's the, you're going to hurt leaving, but you end up an inch taller. She just beats the living hell out of you. It's right there in that same part. And I will admit that when you pull up there, it is definitely like when I get out of my car, I can feel like I'm a poser. Like I feel like everyone in Laco looks and is like, you don't belong here.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get that feeling.
They instantly.
And we don't belong.
Yeah, they sniff me out and they're like, yeah, we don't like your car.
They will gladly take our money.
Absolutely.
For their services.
And then they tell you to get the hell out and get off our lake.
So I think it's perfect that we live close by. I don't really want to live in there and be a part of the, you know, the gossip. What do you do?
You're gonna go to that lake.
What kind of car do you have? Huh? I hate all that.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff. But Laco has a lot of cool places. Anyway, Sweat House is one of them. So you go in, you give the infrared sauna. Sure. It's by yourself.
Yeah.
So you're in there solo, and it's got different settings.
So you're missing the most awkward part of a sauna, and that's getting to just like be naked with a bunch of strangers as you sweat.
And they have a TV in there.
It's always fun.
And you can play them, you know, go earphone. Yeah, it's not quite as hot as a regular sauna, so you don't want to jump out after 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So anyway, you do that for an hour, and then they have the cold plunge rooms.
Yeah.
And I freaking love the cold plunge.
Oh my God.
Dude.
You're going full Joe Rogan. You're going,
dude.
You're going the cold plunge.
Bro.
The juxtaposition is nice, huh?
It's wonderful.
Yes.
So rejuvenating. Now, the infrared thing, I don't know. We're going to do it a couple times and let's see how I feel. But I got to tell you, that cold plunge, bro, and it's ice cold.
Absolutely.
And it hurts, as you all know. It sucks. But, dude, after you get out of that thing, you feel like a million bucks.
Yeah, I do it most mornings.
So now I may buy a package to Sweat House. Thank you. All of that to tell you that I am into self-care now.
I love it.
Besides golf.
You realize that all the things that you hate, the high tea, this is kind of in that mold. This is the Rogan.
Well, you can't put me in a box. You can't put me in a box. This is... I
love it.
At the age of 50, my wife told me, she goes, your self-care is only golf and that's not healthy.
It's not.
And I was like, oh, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
And so she gave me these, I tried them out, and I think this one might stick.
I'm excited. Welcome to the world. Yeah. And
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it.
Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This is my one piece of advice when it comes to this stuff. Like, especially with like saunas or infrared or whatever, even the cold plunge to an extent, or, you know, I take lots of different vitamins and it's, I throw a lot of things at the wall, but the problem is you don't really know, right?
No,
like,
you don't.
So I take far too many vitamins and there's pills and yeah, I plunge and sweat and all that. And you just have to have it on faith that what you're doing is best practices and hope that a month, 6 months down the road, a year, you just feel better and that you move better. But there's no real, like, I think sometimes people do it for like 2 weeks and they're like, well, I'm spending this money and what the difference. Yeah, it's not a 2 week thing. It's just the commitment to doing something month after month after month and crossing your fingers that what you're doing is the right thing.
Yeah, none of it's regulated. So no. Just it's like the supplements that you buy, which I take, they're good for you, but just know that it's not like there's people knocking on the door making sure that it's doing what they say it's going to do.
Yeah. So it's but yeah, and Laco is the, again, you're not finding that in Woodburn. That's a Laco.
A lot thing. Of yoga pants down there. A
lot of yoga pants.
And there's a reason why.
Now, on the flip side of that, see, I had the exact opposite. So this is Saturday. One of the gyms that I go to is on Division. And I got done, and I wanted to just grab something to eat. I was kind of running someplace else, so I was like, I just want to grab like a protein shake or a bar, get some calories in me, because I was actually leaving to go do something else. I was lifting and then going to jiu-jitsu. So I figured there's a grocery store right around here. So I looked up, there's a Safeway, like right around the corner, quarter mile from the gym. So I was like, oh, cool. I'll run in there, and they'll have one of the little, you know, pre-made protein shakes, good to go. So I zip in there and I walk into the Safeway. Oh my God. If you know the Safeway of which I'm talking, Thunderdome.
It's not my Safeway.
Oh my goodness. Metal detectors when you walk in. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking over to the, so I thought I'd go look at maybe real quick at like the hot bar, thinking maybe they had like a, you know, sometimes they'll have like a grilled chicken or something. There's a lady in there, a bit of a homeless princess, and she's trying to pick out a corn dog, but she wants an individual corn dog. And the lady behind the counter is having none of it. And she's just like, she's in this, and clearly she's, yeah, you don't need to describe her. She is of the streets. She's a streetman. And so she picks out this corn dog and all this food. And I'm sitting there at this poor lady behind the counter is trying to deal with her. And so she just takes the food and starts eating it right there. And I'm like, you know what? Not going to get the chicken breast. We're just going to go get the protein shake. So I go get the protein shake, and I'm on my way out, the self-checkout. They have a thing where you have to scan your receipt to even get out. Like, there's a barrier. You can't just walk out without scanning the receipt. And I hear, security aisle 7, security aisle 7. Well, aisle 7 is over there where the chicken is. I'm like, oh boy, homeless princess lady is, you know, dealing with this over here. So I go to leave. I didn't realize I had to scan my receipt. I had one thing. It's like $4. And so I go to leave and it won't let me out. And I was like, oh, damn it. And the guy's like, yeah, you got to scan it or whatever. Meanwhile, so I go to grab the receipt. Another homeless gentleman, this guy has one arm, and he's just mumbling to himself. He goes to actually leave the store. He's got like a handful of stuff. He goes to run out. He hits the barrier as well. Now all anarchy's like breaking loose. I'm like, what in the hell is going on?
It's a Twitter or YouTube video. My
God. Dude, it's Thunderdome. And so I'm just like, hey, can I just leave? And the security guy's like, dude, fine. So I go out, I get in my car, and as I'm leaving, there's a bikini barista stand, apparently, like right across the street from it. And as I'm waiting to turn left, The bikini barista lady comes out of the place, topless granted, and she's got like a one of Schultz's like drinks. I don't know what interaction happened. Hucks it at the guy's car, hits the car, it explodes. That dude peels off. She's giving him the finger. I'm like, holy hell, what is happening? And then as I turn to leave and go left, who's crossing in the crosswalk but corndog lady herself, just sitting there just with a grip of corn dogs, just in the crosswalk eating it. And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening on this side?
Wait, where were you?
It's like, it's the Safeway on like, it's like right off of Division and like 122nd, something like that.
All right.
Boy, you want to talk about the, when you brought this up.
Jordan texted me, he said, you have to go to a store, or he said, oh, hell yeah, Souk was in my hood. Try that Safeway after dark.
No, dude, this is like 2:30 on a Saturday. It brought me to my knees. I am humbled. I am absolutely humbled. And I thought to myself, what if that's the Safeway? I went home and I was telling my gal, I said, what if that's the Safeway that you go to? What if that is your normal day-to-day grocery shopping trip? The hell is going on over there? Dude, it's a thing.
He says, if you're another texter says, if you're a regular customer in there, they're almost apologetic to you when you're trying to do your stuff. It's wild.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thunderdome. I just loved the idea of like the light turns green and I'm trying to go through and I can't because the same corndog lady is, and by the way, she wasn't moving. She was just sitting in that intersection, just eating that corndog that she didn't pay for.
You need a helmet.
Dude.
And a shield.
It's wild over there.
And a sword.
It is wild.
You know, this, okay, I was going to talk about this later, but you've just teed it up perfectly. I have an idea for a new segment that I think could be fun for our show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run it by you guys.
All right.
Based on what you just said. Coming up next on The Fan.
We don't power down at night.
Yeah. And you don't go through those weird...
Yeah, dead zones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few of my neighborhood that drives me crazy.
I got one right as I'm getting on the interstate from my house. You got about a mile, half mile to a mile. You got nothing.
Yeah, it's weird. And it's annoying.
Yeah.
First world problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is week two.
Not out in Lake O. They got crystal clear service out there.
Well, listen, everything we were just talking about is exactly why the Lake O people are a little bit out of shape that the poors are using their lake. And I kind of get it. Like, what's next? You know?
Just look for every
dude, it's wild out there.
I think for every time you go to your
sweat house.
Sweat house. Yeah. I feel like you should have to go to the Safeway off of Division to balance it out. When you're done there, dude, you need to drive over and see how the other side lives, and you get a nice little balance there.
That's entirely too far.
Go in, buy a corn dog, and just experience the other side.
I've always been a West Side guy, and I rarely get out even close to 82nd, much less past 82nd.
Smart.
So I just don't. I read about it all the time. Dude, but let's not just say.
Don't go past Cesar Chavez. Just stay inside of 39.
Well, let's not just say it's only there. Dude, this brings. Okay, so let me get to my. I had a segment prepared for today's show called Seen and Heard in Portland.
Sure.
That's what we were going to name it for the archives.
Yeah.
Because I have compiled. There's something I saw yesterday downtown Portland that was. I'm still trying to wrap my head around. There was a bumper sticker that I saw, and then there was a tweet that I saw of something that happened in Portland. So I thought, well, let's put all these together. We'll do something called Seen and Heard in Portland. Well, now that... So you come in with something every day that you see out there. It is wild in Portland. I don't know how much wilder it is than other cities. It's just a big city.
It's a big city.
But, dude, we got a lot of strange stuff going on and a lot of strange people out there. So what if we made it a weekly?
I love it.
Seen and Heard in Portland, and the people can contribute. They can, I don't know, we'll have to figure out how they get their stories to us, and we can talk about them on the show. I think it'd be good.
Well, two things. One, I exist almost exclusively on that side of town, because that's where I am most days, because that's all my gyms are over on that side. And then I go to a lot of, dive bars. And stuff, you just, when you're in like bar districts and you're wandering around, you see stuff. Although that corndog thing, that was...
Dude, you see stuff everywhere.
That was middle of the day.
I was around Powell's yesterday. I don't know if you read the story where the guy was drunk, stole a car, ran over two people.
Yeah, two people.
Dude, I was right over there. I mean, that could have been me.
Stuff's popping off, man.
And that's like touristy area.
No, that's not even a bad area.
No, it's a nice area.
Dude,
it's wild out there.
I like it. Seen and Heard in Portland.
Yeah,
we just, you know, you can message. We need like either text or we can put out an email and
we'll figure it out.
We just want to hear your stories.
Yeah, and then we can do that. I think it sounds like a fun Friday bit.
I like it.
you know?
Yeah. I always like when we see something and someone's like, oh, yeah. Get confirmations. So I was like, oh, yeah, that's my Safeway. Like, welcome to my neighborhood.
Yeah, I know that guy.
You're like, yeah, go there at night.
Hey,
yeah.
That's my dad.
Like, corndog lady. Yeah, corndog lady lives down the street from me. Oh, yeah, I see her all the time.
Fan text line, 503-864-6326. And we want a baseball team. Walmart's, Targets, and Fred Meyer's have shut down all around Portland. Boy, it's true. Like, I hate to say that. Maybe those two things can be separate of each other.
Yes.
But,
well, look.
Are we?
Here's my thing. Is it perfect? No. Does it make it culturally interesting? I love the city, and listen, I don't mind getting out there and mixing it up. It's kind of fun. You
I
see
don't
some
either.
Stuff.
It is fun. It's vibrant, and it's just a city. Cities are kind of all the same. I will say we have a unique. I think we have a little bit more of a unique, psychotic element to our to our shenanigans
sure,
out there.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever.
You get a city of 2.5 million people.
Yeah, there's a lot of
happen.
It is, but. Again, they made a show about Portland and how weird it is.
It's a spectrum, though. Like, there is the middle ground between the corndog lady and then, say, like, a Lego person, right? Yeah. Like, there are middle ground. It doesn't sound like you're leaving any room for that.
But when you see
it... Oh, shut up, Schultz.
What?
God. We know... Look, this is a great city. There are a lot of great people
Love
here.
It.
We're not talking about everyone.
No.
Dude... You cannot deny that Portland is absolutely wildin' right now.
Yeah, it is.
Way more than it used to be.
Well, of course.
I took my parents out yesterday. We were going to a function, and they saw some ass. They've only been downtown once. And they're like, whoa, what is going on? I'm like, well, you know, I'll just steer around this. Don't worry about it.
That was the wrong weekend to take
Schultzy,
out.
I put blinders on him.
That you
like horses.
Well, the naked bike ride happening. I don't think you should bring your senior citizen age parents
out for the first time.
That's a fun event.
It is.
Come on.
It's more of like, again, you got to ask people. Like, when I get people that are from out of town and they're like, hey, let's go out. I always have to ask. This is always my... It's a precipice. It's like, how do you want this evening to go? I need to know what level you want to see and what level you're willing to go. Because we have some people who remain nameless, but there's some clients that come into town and they're always like, oh, Sue, come take us out. And they're like, we love dive bars. I'm like, do you love dive bars or do you like dive bars? Because those are two different things. You want to go to a dive bar, I'll take you to Jerry's. Jerry's is my regular drinking establishment. We'll head over to Slow Bar, and even that can get a little But if you want to go to like a dive bar, we'll go to the Yam Hill. And now we're like, you know, like, are you prepared? Because like, there's certain places that you go, you'll tell them, hey man, buckle up, and you can see when people are a little unsure, or when they do get there and they're like, whoa. I'm like, I told you. It's like there's levels to this game.
I mean, it's generally pretty harmless. But I can see if it's your first time down there.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, don't bring me back here, please.
Exactly.
My brother and his wife and two kids are coming in to Portland tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they were texting saying, hey, can you pick us up from the train station? Because they're up in Leavenworth and they were up in the San Juans. They're doing that whole thing. And they're coming down through the train. And I'm like, oh, boy. All right. Well, I can't pick you up because I'm working. And my wife doesn't get off until an hour after
they
get in.
Hey, just wander around the train station. You'll be fine.
And they said, is there a train that we can take down to the Olds place? And I said, yeah, that's a MAX train. But I'm just, I am obligated to tell you that they have, you know, I mean, kind of a, I mean, it's complicated, but it's not the best reputation for safety. So I don't know. I think you'll be fine. See, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you
like,
mean.
Like, do you recommend someone writing? Okay, two people, out-of-towners, San Diego, they're on vacation.
No.
They have girls 11
no.
and 9.
No. No.
So
no.
They need to get to Milwaukee.
No.
Do you recommend them riding the MAX train?
Uber.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Yeah. Just pay for an Uber.
Pay for an Uber.
But then they said...
But that's culturally less adventurous.
Well, yeah.
I don't care.
But I told him, I said, you know, I just got to tell you, you know, it's... wild stuff happens on the MAX train, but I think you'll probably be fine, but I don't want to be responsible if you do take it and something happens.
Again, the answer is you will probably be fine, but...
But they're from San Diego. They see it, too.
You may get uncomfortable.
And then, he said that. He goes, you have no idea. He goes, I see it all the time on the trolley down here, so...
Yeah, then they'll be fine.
I think they'll be all right.
But yeah, the Union Station down there, you know what? I think that's a nice slice. Like, here's what you do. You tell them, hey... Take a lap around Union Station 2-3 times, and if everything's fine and you're feeling pretty comfortable, get on the MAX. If that weirds you out a little bit, maybe we take an Uber and we just stay off of the MAX. Because, you know, You'll see some stuff down at Union.
Well, yeah, didn't they?
It's an area.
Didn't they move that?
What, Union Station?
Like the Amtrak, not Union Station, but the Amtrak station, I thought. Or was it the bus station?
They closed the Greyhound station. Yeah. The Greyhound station was right next to the Amtrak.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, that Greyhound station was 50 times worse than Union
Station. And right on the MAX line.
Because I don't know if you know, exactly. but sometimes riding like the trains aren't that cheap. Like, but the Greyhound bus?
Cheap.
That's... You want to go to? You want to find anything in a city where to buckle up? That you go to take a Greyhound somewhere. That's a slice of life.
So my aunt was balling on a budget. She didn't have any money.
Yeah.
And my late aunt, and she once took a bus, a Greyhound bus from Portland to go home to. She lived way out in Eastern Oregon.
Oh boy.
It was the one time she took a bus was the one time the guy got up and stabbed the bus driver.
Yeah, you know.
She was on that bus.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Do you remember that story?
I do remember that story.
She was on that bus. On that?
Well, look, here. How do I say this? The only reason. And
so
I'm,
how can I recommend getting on the MAX train at the Union Station?
Well, it's not the bus.
We're 0 for 1.
It's better than the bus. Look, people take the MAX. For other reasons, the only reason you ever get on a Greyhound bus is because it's the only option. There is not another one. Like, literally, I got $750. That's my travel budget. Guess what? You're rubbing some elbows with some people on the Greyhound. That's the only reason. The MAX, you're fine. Occasionally, you got to hop on a MAX. And,
all
you
right.
Know.
I don't know. I look, I did my duty. I warned him. I'm going to feel terrible if something happens.
If something bad goes. You got a story, right?
Well, as long as no one dies,
you'll be fine.
Permanently maimed.
You'll be fine. Maybe scarred a little bit.
Lose a finger.
Well, the kids will see something again, and then this kid's
tell you
got
what.
A story about when they visited Mama and Papa in Portland.
My brother may give up a finger just to avoid paying Uber.
Well, one of those. Well,
yeah, that's
like,
tough.
You know, he's like, I don't want to pay for
So it's the cheaper option. Yeah. What is it, like still $2.50 or $3 a person? Yeah, that's way cheaper than an Uber. It's hard to talk somebody out of... paying for that instead of an Uber. If they're
just get the damn Uber.
Come on.
Now I say roll the dice. Put them on,
or,
the, put
you
them
know
on
what,
the max.
You know what the other alternative is? We're going to send old man Rob down there.
Oh.
Yeah. And oh, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
You know?
I think that's more dangerous than getting him on the max.
Right.
Jack Rob in a strange city in the Subaru? Nah.
No, I'm, not in the Subaru. He's his own car.
Oh, take the max. Yeah. You're like, I'm not giving up that Subaru.
I wouldn't send my dad down there, and he's a former cop, all right? Like, don't do it.
It's, I don't know what to do.
I would like to state for the record, I freaking love this city, and I love the fact this conversation only makes me love this city even more.
I love it too, but I tell you, it's wild. So maybe we will do a segment each week called Seen and Heard in
I like
Portland.
It. 100%.
We'll get back to you on that. We will have one of those segments today. I have multiple things in the notes. We have two of them already.
That's great.
A third one is coming up.
Yeah.
Ichiro Enshrined, complete with audio, next on 105.1 The Fan. Here's Schultz.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature,
so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Well, Schulte isn't here today, you know?
Yeah.
And he's a big Mariner guy. He's got his Mariner jersey on right now.
I think that's a pullover. I don't think that's a jersey.
Yeah, that's what, like, Dan Wilson wears.
Like a batting practice shell.
What Dan Wilson wears.
Yeah, I see him wearing this in the dugout. A listener on the fan text line a few months ago called it a muumuu. Was like, no, it's literally what the players and the coaches
wear.
Yeah,
it's like, like I said, it's like a BP, it's a pregame sort of thing.
Well, look,
I were a baseball player.
He has Mariner gear on, okay? Mm-hmm. He's a huge Mariner guy.
He wears a lot of Mariner gear, and now, I mean, they got the favorite for the damn MVP.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, but I want to talk about Ichiro. I just wonder, like...
That was cool.
What do you think about hosts based on the topic? The new fan, you know, like the Fan Sports Network, you know?
Yeah.
The Fan Global Sports Network. Like, if there's a football thing, you're on.
Okay.
Like, it's a big football day, big Sooks hosting. If it's a big golf day, I'm hosting. If it's a big Mariner day, Schulte's hosting. Like, I was thinking about this.
We go to the bullpen? I love it.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about, like, sports radio per topic. It'd be great. I would rarely be on and make the same amount of money.
I hate to say this, but...
Fantastic.
Anytime you come up with an idea, it usually involves you working less.
You'd be on all the time. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, but...
I immediately knew where you were going with that. Like, you just...
Well, look, I looked over there and I saw Schulte and I thought, well, what a great day to have Schulte in here because we're talking about Ichiro. I would like to talk about Ichiro. Yes.
Which, by the way, that was a really cool moment.
It was. We'll get to it in a second. But if Buck were over there, you've got, he's Oregon Ducks guy. He's San Francisco Giants guy. You know, like, there's big duck, like, there's a duck topic I have in my notes. I'm going to wait till tomorrow.
Sure.
Although Schulte's kind of a duck fan too, aren't you?
Die hard, yes. I had season tickets, like, from age, like, 13 through 17. Oh. So.
If I know three things about Schulte. One, Starbucks. Or not Starbucks, Dutch Brothers. Yeah, we got our iced coffee, and that man loves himself some Oregon Ducks, and he loves him some Seattle Mariners. Those are the two things. With a side of McDonald's. That's my Schulte in there.
Sounds like we need more Schulte on the fan. That's what it sounds like.
Look at him. He's licking those chops right now.
Ducks and Mariners. Now, we don't talk a lot of Mariners, but Ichiro worthy of discussion because, one, I have some amazing numbers about Ichiro that we need to disseminate. And, you know, he was greatness.
Well, this is a big deal in my house because he's the first Japanese player in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. And so at my house and then in the Ota-san family, this was a very, very big deal for a baseball-crazed country. And so that was awesome.
He was the first. Yeah, it's like you forget about this now because of Shohei and
There's been a lot that
all the different players. But he was the first Japanese-born position player. Mm-hmm. In Major League Baseball history.
Yeah.
And he didn't get here until he was 27 years old. Mm-hmm. In Japan, he had won 7 straight batting titles. Yep. He had like 1,200 and some hits over there.
Well, had he
won the Triple Crown, he was hitting 350 for his career in Japan. And what I think is interesting, I was thinking about him today, and we'll play some audio for you in our next segment, but in the steroid era of home runs, you know, Bonds and Maguire and Sosa and all those guys, his style... when he came around in 2001, was quite questioned.
Yeah.
Right? He was a human hit machine, but we didn't know that. So the idea, other than his stats, but the idea of a contact slap hitter taking on major league pitching, he didn't get a lot of respect. He came over with a lot of hype, but I think there were a lot of people looking at him going,
He did win the MVP his first year.
Well, I know. Well, I'm saying before he got here. I think people looked at that and said... they were skeptical.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, you ain't going to hit 350 here. Well, dude, he might have had the best rookie season in the history of baseball.
Yep.
He won Rookie of the Year and MVP.
Yep.
And I saw a video today talking about Ichiro that he went 2 for his first 9 up in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is 2001. He had played 2 games. I think he went, 2 for 5 and 0 for 4. Okay.
Okay.
So he's 2 for 9. This is going to blow your mind. So at that point, people are looking at him and the way he's hitting, and they're like, I don't know. I mean, it's only 9 at-bats.
Sure.
But people are like, this is exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
This people like your brother.
This is what we do in baseball. Yeah, he was always critical of Ichiro.
He didn't
not
like
a big
Ichiro.
Guy. No.
But from that point on, Ichiro would amass over 10,000 plate appearances. So he was 2 for his first 9. From that point on, he never fell below the batting average of 300 again.
Really?
Not one time. Is that nuts?
And he played for 19.
His whole career.
Yeah, I mean, it's 19, 20. I mean, he played forever. That's insane.
That is insane.
I would have thought towards the end there with some of those seasons like with the Marlins or whatever, I would have thought he dipped.
You know how many pitches he saw where his career batting average was below 300?
I'm guessing
pitches.
Not. I'm guessing not many.
Like 20?
Do you know this?
No, I don't, but it's a very low number.
The answer is 25.
25,
good
wow.
grief. That's silly. Absolutely silly.
Yet, I don't think he was as respected as he should have been.
Well, he wasn't, because there two things. One, we don't respect contact hitters. We just don't. And he played on some bad Mariner teams. And the rub that you heard from some Mariner fans were, they were talking about moving him down in the lineup and saying, hey, we don't need you to hit 320. We need you to hit 270 and hit 35 home runs and drive in runs. And supposedly he was not willing to change his approach. And so I think there was the idea that he was just a stat accumulator and really didn't do a whole lot to help the team. And that was, I'm not saying any of that was true. I just think that was the notion that was out there with some Mariner fans. It's like, dude, we suck. I'm glad that you went 2 for 4. And you had 2 singles, and then what the hell does that do for us? I think that was the knock on him.
Well, we're talking about Ichiro because he was enshrined into the Hall of Fame yesterday. We have a little bit of audio from his speech, which was great. It was a cool moment. And some more numbers appreciating Ichiro.
And he should be the hit king, in my humble opinion.
That's next on 105.1 The Fan. We're talking about Ichiro, enshrined. Good little speech out of Ichi.
Yeah, you don't... supposedly always spoke very solid English. He just used an interpreter a lot. And a lot of people do. They don't want to get misquoted or misinterpreted. And it was also kind of a quiet, shy guy. But I think that was by far the longest I've ever heard him speak in English. And I thought he did an amazing job and showed some humor and some wit. And I just, he's a handsome devil too. I'm just a big Ichiro guy. I thought that whole thing was just... A class act all the way.
Here's about a minute and a half from his speech.
People often measure me by my records. 3,000 hits, 10 gold gloves, 10 seasons of 200 hits. Not bad, huh? Baseball taught me what it means to be a professional, and I believe that is the main reason I am here today. Not because my skills are better than others. 3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers, well, all but one of you. And by the way, The offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired. Going into America's Baseball Hall of Fame was never my goal. I didn't even know there was one until I visited Cooperstown for the first time in 2001. But being here today, sure, he's like a fantastic dream. Thank you.
Yeah, it was good. I don't think I've ever really heard him talk.
No. You can find some clips of him speaking in English, but...
rat's butt in a wool sock clip.
Yeah.
And then I think he gave, at the Mariners Hall of Fame induction, a speech in English as well. That's maybe 5 or 6 minutes long.
But
so
this was,
that's it.
Yeah, and I just thought this was the humor. I loved that. If you don't know what he's talking about there, he was one shy away from being the second player with Mo Rivera to be unanimous into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, one vote shy.
One vote shy. Yeah. One writer.
So he invited. Did you think he really invited that writer to dinner?
I think so. I think that
Hell
was
yeah.
one. Yeah, I think he would have liked to sit down. Well, I would love to know who that is that looked at Ichiro and went, no, not a first bout. But there's always that one guy that's like, well, if so-and-so wasn't a first bout, or if so-and-so wasn't unanimous, then Ichiro shouldn't be unanimous either, which I just, don't get me started on that.
What do you think dinner at Ichiro's house would be like?
I don't know. I mean, I guess supposedly behind the closed doors, he's a different person than what is out there.
Might be kind of fun.
I would absolutely love that.
Well, I thought it was interesting he said, baseball taught me what it meant to be a pro, be professional.
Yeah.
And he said, it's not that. He says, people think it's my skills that got me into the Hall of Fame. No, it was how to be a professional, which I think is a great, that's a great comment.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of young people, it's like, look, you can have all the skills in the world. And of course, Ichiro does. But he's saying, hey, my routine and how I went about my business being a professional is why I'm here, more so than my skills. And I think that's a lot of Hall of Famers.
Yeah. And I just, the best way to put it, there's a little bit like, we were talking about this, I'm trying to remember who it was. We talked about it was Frankie Lindor that was talking about this at the All-Star game. He said, I'm not motivated, I'm disciplined. Because motivation wanes and discipline does not. And you mentioned, you know, Ichiro saying it taught him how to be a pro. That might be the most professional baseball player of all time, right? Like, his preparation is legendary. The stretching, the pregame stuff.
He's like Tom Brady levels.
Yes, he was robotic. And who was it? Dilfer that talked to us about the Brady thing. He said Brady will share his program with anyone that wants him to. It's just that no one's willing to do it. And Ichiro has that. And there's a reason why that guy played forever. And by the way, still, he has that same routine now. It's kind of sad, but he still does all that stuff, even though he's been retired for years and years. And I do think that there is a lot to learn from that for young players. If you had to have, a player coming up and use, whether it's a high school, college, Major League Baseball, if you had to say you follow, if you want the best possible chance to be successful, and you had to take one guy's advice, one guy's routine, wouldn't you pick Ichiro's?
Are you talking just baseball?
Just baseball.
Yeah, boy.
Where are you going? Where are you going to find someone that has that level of dedication? Now, it's kind of psychotic, and it's probably not healthy for
but
you.
But the discipline, too.
Yes, like, the discipline.
That would be hard. You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that would rival him in that regard. And it was cool that he said that. He was like, look, I was a pro. That's what got me here, not my skills. Anyway, we also got a new drop out of that.
We did.
Sukanic.
What do we got?
Expired.
That is good.
Expired.
And I contend that, to one, you know, I always dislike Pete Rose and I like Ichiro. So I am probably biased. But because, Pete Rose was always pretty sensey about Ichiro. You know, because Pete Rose was a whiny.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Fat,
I agree with you on
you
this.
Know,
he's
also kind of racist.
Oh, yeah. And he would call him the hit queen or whatever. Get out of here with that. Ichiro played, what, 7 seasons in the Nippon League before coming over?
Started at age 19.
At 19. So he played 7 seasons and was, 200 hits every year. Came in. And so for anyone that is doubting, because if you add his hits from that league with Major League Baseball, he is the hit king. And no one's trying to say that the Japanese league is equal to Major League Baseball. But he needed 1,500 fewer plate appearances to get to Rose's hit total. 1,500. And don't give me this crap that Ichiro couldn't come into Major League Baseball. He came into Major League Baseball in that first year at 242 hits and then proceeded to reel off 9 more 200 hit seasons.
He got 3,000 hits just here.
Just here. Yes. So I don't know
how many people know that. I think the thing that follows him is just that, it's combined with Japan hits, so it's not as great. Dude, take Japan out of it. He got 3,000 hits
yes.
here, and yes. he didn't debut here until he was 27.
Yes. So if he had just had average seasons for him for those first 7 years, he surpasses Pete Rose. Dude, that Ichiro is the great, if we're saying hit king, there has never been a better singles contact hitter than Ichiro Suzuki. Yeah, he's the best.
We've never seen anything like him. I've got a few numbers.
With, like you mentioned, 10 gold gloves.
Yeah, I got a few numbers coming up next on that. And then we will, we have to talk about one other baseball item before we move on to Stockwatch. Was it the greatest offensive performance of all time? That's next on 105.1 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.